Hey, we've got our resident financial planner on the line with us, Brad Graber. Brad joins us every Tuesday about this time to talk about just financial wisdom that comes from God's Word in the Bible. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Brad, great to have you here on this rainy day.
So, it's beautiful out there, isn't it?
It is just lovely. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to dry out here. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about how much is enough. You know, we're talking about our lifestyles, capping our lifestyles. And really, this is a question I think we all have to explore. How much is enough?
It's a great question to ask ourselves. And I always challenge people to try to answer that question. And when you look at studies that have been done and see how people typically respond to that, it's always just a little bit more than we're making right now. And I think that just, it really reveals the nature of the flesh. It reveals the lack of contentment that so many of us have with our income level, with our current standard of life, and comparing ourselves to those around us, that it always feels like just a little bit more is going to solve the problems, instead of finding our contentment in the situation we're placed in. And, you know, Paul says it well, I've learned to be content in all situations, whether I'm in want or whether I have plenty, he's able to find contentment, and that's where we should be as well.
Well, Brad, I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm reading your blog post from the financial boot camp on your website, investingintruth.com, and you say that capping our lifestyle boils down to a conscious decision to be satisfied once our level of spending or lifestyle hits a certain point. How do we determine that certain point? Where is the wisdom there for us?
Well, I tell people to start right with where you're at. So just like I mentioned about Paul and what he says, that he's learned to be content in all situations. Are we content with where we're at right now? And that's our starting point. And if we measure our current lifestyle, and again, this is the reason why I always ask people to track their spending so that they have a dollar amount on assigned to their current lifestyle. So we're able to measure exactly what we're spending today. Are there specific needs that we truly have in providing for our family that are not being met? And if so, then even if our income increases, then maybe those are good places to spend that money to fully provide for our families. But for a lot of us, what we're going to find as we track our spending is that we're probably making more and buying more than what we really need. So maybe our actual baseline meeting our needs lifestyle is less than what we're making right now. And are we content, regardless of where we're at in income, are we content with where we are today? And if so, by building ourselves a budget, by tracking our expenses, we're able to say, okay, we're satisfied with this level of lifestyle. And one of the biggest dangers when it comes to lifestyle, when it comes to income, is that what we find is over the years, income tends to continue to increase. And we see our lifestyle drift right along with it. And the next thing we know, we may be making a lot more than we were making 5-10 years ago. We're not any more content. We just have a lot more stuff. And that lifestyle has just continued to drift and increase, and we're not really capturing it and using that money wisely. We're just continuing to spend it on more and more wants.
I want to ask you this, Brad, as far as from a single parent standpoint, I certainly understand when a person can look at a certain salary and think, okay, this will give us a little bit more pad, a little more breathing room. But what happens to the single parent? Because typically I can tell you as a woman, I would make significantly less than a former husband did. How do you cap your lifestyle then? Because sometimes you're just trying to make it by.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly right. So it goes back to what I said before. You have to measure where your lifestyle is right now, and are there needs that are not being met? And for some of us, there may be needs that we need to try to increase our income, try to make more money if possible without sacrificing. Again, it goes back to like we were talking about last week. We have balance with our time and with our relationships, so we don't want to give those things up just to go earn more money. But as we're able to earn more income, those are needs that still need to be met. So maybe we haven't reached that point where we would say, okay, you need to cap it at this point and do something else with your money beyond that. But for a lot of people, especially here in America, you know, we are a wealthy nation, and just by living here, most of us would be considered wealthy on the world, as a worldly comparison with the rest of the globe. And at some point, we just have to ask ourselves, have we spent enough on ourselves, and is there a better use for that money? So as you're talking with a single parent, you may not be at that point. So it may not be that you need to cap it and be doing something else with the money. Maybe providing for your family is still the need that you have next.
Brad, you talk in your article about additional reasons for capping our lifestyle, and you say it gives us flexibility. That's one of the reasons. Explain that. What does that mean?
Yeah, so if we're spending every dollar that's coming in and we've committed it to our lifestyle, then we're always going to be tight, and that budget is not going to have much room. And one of the things we want is to be flexible for God. So when God calls us to do something or to change something, maybe even take a job that has a lesser income, are we flexible to be able to do that? And, you know, we're not even able to weather the small crises that come up. So, you know, something in our home breaks and we need to replace an appliance. Are we flexible and able to even do that when that comes up? And if our budget is really tight, we're probably not able to. So capping our lifestyle, being able to have, realize that, okay, this is extra money that I'm making that doesn't need to be committed to my ongoing lifestyle, then that money's free to seek out the best use for it. And some of that is going to be things like building an emergency fund or saving for your kids' college or retirement or giving it away. You know, you're going to have other flexible options for what you can do with that money.
You know, as we look at this, I love the advice you have, because certainly it is true that no matter what financial situation we're in, we do have more than other parts of the world. I know Kelly and I have traveled across the globe, and when you see a little room and they're like, this isn't just a bedroom, it's their entire house. Mm. That is definitely mm-hmm. a very humbling, humbling experience. You know, what would you like to, just as we close out this morning, Brad, just maybe the one thought that you want us just to take with us today?
The one truth I always like to go back to on this topic comes from Solomon, probably the only man that ever lived that ran out of wants before he ran out of money. And his wisdom in Ecclesiastes 5, he says, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. And that truth just speaks so much to looking at our lifestyle, looking at our income, and realizing that earning more is not going to make us more content. It's not going to make us happier. And once we realize that, we can start to live according to that. And we can find contentment with the current situation we're in and figure out how can we be a better soldier for God with the income that he blesses us with.
I want to let all of you know that there is a lot more that Brad could be sharing this morning, but you can find it in his blog post in the boot camp, that curriculum that's posted on his website, investingintruth.com. And I've got to mention this before we let you off the phone, Brad, because you write in conclusion that a God-honoring lifestyle isn't necessarily about believing that holiness is tied to poverty. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And, there's balance in everything. And it's not in materialism or wealth. It's not in poverty on the other side. It's somewhere in the middle where we're providing for our family, but we're also honoring God with all that he's given to us.